All right, so I'm actually going to start this episode with a question that I genuinely didn't think I would have to ask. Do you think a Kleenex commercial could be cursed?
A Kleenex commercial?
Yes, that's what I said.
No.
Okay, well, apparently the internet has a different opinion. Because today, we're talking about one of the strangest pieces of advertising to ever become an urban legend. A Japanese Kleenex commercial from 1986 that, depending on which version of the story you hear, either caused people to become violently ill, drove people insane, resulted in multiple mysterious deaths, or was simply a really weird commercial that people on the internet decided was haunted.
I feel like there's a pretty big difference between all the possibilities.
There absolutely is, and honestly, I feel like that's what makes the story so interesting, because the commercial itself is definitely real. The curse, however, is to be determined. But somehow, this 30-second advertisement became one of those places of internet folklore that just refuses to die. I'm Em.
And I'm Nick.
And welcome in to the Ominous Archives. So I actually can't even take full credit for this topic myself. I'm just going to accredit it to the algorithm on TikTok, just listening to everything that you hear and that you discuss and see, because this came up on my For You page after we were discussing all your cursed films and movies.
Oh.
So that's where...
It's always listening.
That's where...
Always listening.
That's where this came about. Isn't that crazy?
Mm-hmm. Or is it the fact that our things are getting haunted? Because the computer keeps to, using sixes.
Yeah, whatever. Keys stick, and that's fine. It's very weird that it's the six, though.
I mean, it's not just, it doesn't stick. It will, in the document that is open,
yeah,
go into the document to edit itself, and then start hitting the six. Mm-hmm. And we haven't even touched the six.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah, we've got
to... Maybe we're tempting fate, and as we continue to grow the podcast, should maybe look to focus on saging or something.
I was literally just going to say, we need a good sage in the archives.
Yeah, I never thought we were going to need to say that. I was like, we're just a small podcast, just two cousins just sitting here going back and forth. And
we've had some weird stuff happen.
There's some weird stuff that started happening.
All right, so let's go back to 1986. Kleenex released a commercial in Japan called Red Demon. And when I say this isn't your average tissue commercial, I mean it. There's no happy family sitting around a dinner table. There's no mom handing a kid a tissue because they have a runny nose. No smiling model telling you how soft the new Kleenex is. Instead, you get this bizarre reddish landscape. Sitting on a pile of hay are two figures. One is a young woman wearing a white robe, and the other is this strange little baby with green hair who appears to be some kind of demon or oni. The woman takes a Kleenex tissue and gently wipes the baby's face. Then she kisses it, and eventually she throws the tissue into the air as the Kleenex logo appears.
That's the commercial. Yeah, that's what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, pretty much.
That's what people are saying is cursed.
Well, you haven't heard the music yet, because playing throughout this entire bizarre scene is a very eerie version of the song It's a Fine Day. And that song is actually in English, which is important. Because one of the rumors that eventually surrounded this commercial claimed the song was actually some kind of old German death song. People supposedly claimed that the lyrics translated into something along the lines of, "Die, die, everyone is cursed and will be killed."
I think that's a little intense for Kleenex.
Yeah, you think?
Well, I wouldn't be surprised if they tried playing the song backwards or something.
Right, they're playing it backwards at this speed.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. The song isn't saying that. It's not even in German. It's a pop song. It's called It's a Fine Day. So right away, one of the biggest pieces of the legend falls apart.
I don't think I've ever heard that song.
What, It's a Fine Day? When I watched the commercial, I didn't recognize it.
Oh, great. You watched the commercial.
You thought I can't do an episode about it and not watch it, I fear.
Now my TV's going to get like a ring or something on it.
Probably. But
what the heck?
These rumors were only just getting started. At some point after the commercial aired, stories began circulating about it. One of the reasons the legend lasted for so long is that the commercial basically disappeared. It had reportedly only aired a handful of times and then it was no longer readily available. So, for years, most people couldn't actually watch it. And when you can't see something for yourself, it's pretty easy for someone else to tell you what it's supposed to look like.
So it's basically, trust me, I saw the commercial.
Yeah, pretty much. And apparently people had a lot to say about it. One rumor claimed that anyone who watched the commercial would become depressed or extremely frightened. Another claimed that people who watched it experienced strange things afterward. And then we get into the really crazy stuff, because according to the legend, everyone involved with this commercial supposedly met some horrible fate. Let's start with the actress. Her name is Kiko Matsusaka, and she played the woman in the commercial. One version of the story claimed that after filming, she became pregnant. But not just pregnant, she supposedly became pregnant with a demon's child.
Why wouldn't she?
Because of course she did. Duh. And apparently, this allegedly led to some sort of mental breakdown. Depending on the version of the story, she was either committed to a psychiatric hospital or she eventually died by suicide under mysterious circumstances.
So she was either possessed, institutionalized, or killed herself.
Yeah. Except none of that actually happened. She very much continued with her acting career, and she's literally alive. There's no evidence that she was impregnated by a demon, that she was committed to an asylum because of the commercial, or at all, or that she died mysteriously. So that's rumor number one, and it's completely false.
Maybe they want us to think she's alive, and it's actually a demon inside her.
You know... There's been stranger things.
Whoa, she said it.
And then we have the cameraman, because, of course, the curse didn't just target the people appearing in front of the camera. The legend says the cameraman eventually died in a bizarre accident involving a sauna. Specifically, he supposedly burned to death in a sauna fire.
I don't know what it is about urban legends, but they always make the death so, like, weirdly specific.
It's always so weirdly like, yeah. This it's exactly like this happened, and it's the most like obscure, like out of the blue.
Yeah.
Like, what do you mean you died in a sauna accident? Mm-hmm. I feel like that's not very common.
Final Destination style.
Yeah. It's never just like he died. He mm-hmm. was always, he was found dead at exactly this time in a haunted mm-hmm. sauna while holding the cursed tissue. Like, yeah. Come on now. I feel like we're not doing all that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that did not happen. Not that we know of. There's no reliable evidence that the cameraman even died in some mysterious sauna accident. And then there is probably the most disturbing rumor of them all. You recall the little green-haired baby?
I do.
Yeah, the supposed demon.
Is he actually a demon?
Wait, let me get there.
All right, fine.
According to another version of the legend, the baby actor eventually died in a horrible car accident. And somehow, because, as we said, apparently urban legends just aren't allowed to have normal deaths, the story claims that the child was decapitated.
Jesus.
Yeah. Again, there's no credible evidence supporting this. The child didn't mysteriously die because they appeared in the commercial, and there wasn't some curse following the cast around. Yet, this story continued to circulate. And it gets even stranger when you look at what the baby was actually supposed to represent. The little green-haired creature is generally described as an oni, which is a type of supernatural creature from Japanese folklore. Some sources identify the character as Goki, while other accounts connect the imagery to the Japanese religious figure Enno Osuna, There's also a claim that the commercial was influenced by the extremely popular Japanese anime Urusei Yasura, with the strange little character being based on a character named Ten. So when you actually strip away the internet's version of the story, there are cultural and pop culture explanations for what we're seeing. It's not necessarily supposed to be a literal demon baby sitting in a field waiting to curse everyone who buys tissues.
That's probably good for Kleenex.
Probably, although I'm not sure putting a green-haired demon child in your commercial was probably like the safest branding choice. But eventually, the legend evolved, as they always do. And this is where it becomes much more like the cursed videos and chain emails that start circulating online in the early days of the internet. The claim became that the commercial was only truly dangerous if you watched it at midnight.
According, of course.
Right, if you watch it at midnight, it's got to be like Halloween night. Like
I can't even remember the last time I saw midnight.
Honestly, me either. According to the rumor, if you watch the commercial at the stroke of 12, something would happen. The video would supposedly distort, the image would change, the commercial would become somehow more frightening. Some people claimed that the video would glitch out completely. And then there were even claims that watching it at midnight could cause death or suicide.
They literally probably see those things because they're tired.
Yeah, literally.
If I was up at midnight, I'd be seeing all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
So it's a pretty wild jump to go from, like, getting cursed from watching it at midnight to death.
Suicide. Yeah, it's crazy.
At midnight.
Yeah, imagine somebody sitting at their computer at 11:59 already thinking, like, yeah, let's watch this old Kleenex commercial.
I'm going to do it.
Yep.
Ready and midnight. Mm-hmm. Click.
Whatever you do, don't watch it at midnight. Like, you're already, you put the idea in your head. You're going to be anything like tweaks. You're going to be thinking about it.
Yeah. My internet lagged.
Yeah, right. And now you're convinced that you're witnessing the supernatural.
Especially if you're already expecting it.
And that's actually a huge part of how these legends work. Fear changes the way you interpret what you're seeing. If you watch an ordinary video expecting nothing, a glitch is just a glitch. If you've been told you're about to witness a cursed video at midnight, that same glitch suddenly feels like proof. And then decades after the commercial originally aired, it found a new life online. In the mid-2000s, copies of the commercial began appearing on YouTube. And this was basically the perfect environment for the legend to explode, because suddenly, people could actually watch the thing that they'd been hearing about. And of course, people immediately started testing the midnight theory. There were claims that watching it at midnight caused the video to distort. Others claimed that it could actually crash YouTube altogether.
The cursed Kleenex commercial crashes YouTube.
According to the people on the internet at that time, which might be the funniest part of the entire story.
Imagine being YouTube's. I couldn't imagine being U2's IT department either, but imagine being YouTube's IT department. Guys, we've got a problem. What is it? It's Kleenex.
They're like dead ass. Like, what are they doing with that? But seriously, despite all of the supposed evidence, nobody has been able to reliably demonstrate that the commercial behaves differently at midnight. People have watched it at midnight over and over again, and nothing happens.
Well, you have to watch it at midnight on the 12th day of the month during the 12th lunar eclipse of the year.
Yeah, full moon.
On the 13th Friday of the summer solstice. I don't even think any of that lines up, but
no,
you know what I mean.
Sure. No demon's going to appear. This video isn't suddenly going to reveal some hidden message, and nobody watching it spontaneously dies, and YouTube remains standing. Here's where I think the story gets a little interesting, though, because if basically every part of the curse is false, then why did the legend become so popular, and why does it still circulate today? Part of it is probably the commercial itself, because it is genuinely strange and, like, ominous. It's very... it's like unsettling. I feel like it's just like weird vibes. The red background, unusual characters. The music does sound a little creepy. The fact that it was a Japanese commercial that most people outside of Japan had never seen. And then there was the fact that it also disappeared for years.
I can't believe it popped up on.
Of course it did.
That one?
Yeah.
That's, I mean, I don't know. It's not as bad.
It's just weird.
It is strange. I'm watching. All right,
I'm just going to pull some.
Now I'm in. Here, you guys are in. I actually don't know if I can play these. I need to hear the song. I got to silence my phone because I don't know how much of that we can play before we get in trouble.
Like, it is just weird.
Oh, great. Now I clicked on an ad.
Now we're really going to be... Now, really now we're really cursed.
That part's weird.
Yeah.
I mean, it's also weird that the tissues just float away.
Yeah, like, it's... Like, what was the goal here? Like, what were we trying to get? I mean, I guess I get what we were trying to get across, I guess.
I don't know.
It's not like any of the Kleenex commercials I've seen. It glitched at...
I shouldn't be talking smack.
No, seriously.
We've got something going on here. No, and I'm just probably making things worse.
You are.
Whatever. So we just watched it, but I guess, you know, you can't really...
No, I mean,
fact check them.
Imagine hearing... But, like, okay. Imagine seeing that, though, like, in the late 80s or the 90s. And someone tells you, like, there's this Japanese Kleenex commercial that's cursed. Everyone who worked on it died. You can't just pull out your phone and look for the commercial. You can't watch it yourself. You literally just have to take their word for it. That gives the story room to grow. One person hears that the actress died. Someone else hears she went insane. Someone else hears that she was possessed. And eventually, you've got a story where everybody involved with the Kleenex commercial supposedly died a horrible supernatural death. And there's actually another fascinating side to the story. Marketing. Because whether Kleenex intended for this to happen or not, the mystery surrounding the commercial kept people talking about the brand for literal decades. Someone hears about a weird commercial from 1986. They get curious. They search for it. They watch it. They tell their friend. Their friend watches it. Someone posts it on YouTube. Someone makes a video about it. I see a TikTok about it on my For You page. And now we're talking about it on our podcast.
We just watched it.
And now in 2026, we're sitting here talking about a Kleenex commercial from 40 years ago.
It's actually really insane to think about it.
It's so wild. It's why a mystery can be such a powerful part of marketing. You don't always have to tell people everything. Sometimes giving people just enough information to make them curious is more effective because curiosity makes people investigate. And once people start talking, the story can take on a life of its own. Now, obviously, I don't think Kleenex intentionally created a supernatural death curse around their commercial.
That wasn't on the idea board.
Right, it wasn't in their strategy.
When they came up with it.
Buy Kleenex or the demon's going to get you.
Mm-hmm.
But whether it was intentional or not, the mystery kept the commercial alive. So let's go back through what we actually know. The commercial was real. It aired in Japan in 1986. It featured a woman and a strange green-haired child or demon-like character. It used an eerie version of the song, It's a Fine Day. And eventually the commercial became surrounded by rumors that the cast and crew had suffered horrible fates. But those rumors don't hold up. The actress didn't become pregnant with the demon. She wasn't driven insane by the commercial. The cameraman didn't mysteriously burn to death in a sauna. The baby actor wasn't killed in some supernatural curse. And the music wasn't even a German death song. It was literally in English. And there's no reliable evidence that watching the commercial at midnight causes anything unusual to happen. So, is the Kleenex commercial cursed?
No.
Probably not.
No, it's definitely not.
All right, well, he's taking a firm stance.
I guess at this point I can't say I'm not going to risk it because we just watched it.
Yeah, we surely did.
So.
It's fair. I think it's what I love about stories like this, because sometimes the truth is actually less frightening than the story that people create around it. The commercial itself is just strange. But then someone adds a rumor, someone else adds another, and then someone says the actress died, and so on and so forth, and eventually you've created something much scarier than the original commercial ever was. You've created a legend. And maybe that's the real curse of the Kleenex commercial. Not that it kills you or that it drives you insane, but then once someone tells you it's cursed, you can't watch it the same way again.
I probably still won't watch it at midnight.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't watch it at midnight.
If I'm up at midnight, I have my own problems going on.
Yeah, but if you do, I would keep some Kleenexes nearby.
I don't even know if I want to say for pun intended.
For when the demon gets you.
Should they be Kleenex tissues?
Yeah, I feel like you should have Kleenex tissues. I feel like they'd be offended if you had some, like, off-brand.
Puffs.
Yeah, they'd be pissed.
I mean, I guess so. But what if it's puffs with lotion?
No, it's got to be Kleenex for this demon, specifically.
All right, whatever. I have a box of tissues somewhere.
Well, they better be Kleenex. It's like a
set of four. They were just down here. And then we cleaned, and now I don't know where they are.
Or the demon took it.
That's possible. So that's going to do it for today's episode. If you ever come across that cursed Kleenex commercial or another piece of media with a strange or supposedly haunted reputation, we'd love to hear your story. You can reach out to us at any of our social media pages. You can send us an email. Who knows? Your experience might even end up on a future episode of the Ominous Archives. If you've enjoyed today's episode, don't forget to follow the show, leave us a rating, share the podcast with a fellow paranormal lover in your life. It really helps us keep exploring these strange stories and eerie legends from around the world. If it wasn't for you guys, we wouldn't be continuing to do it. We're not huge, but we have a little following, and it works for us. If you haven't already, also be sure to check out our team member Sam's podcast over at Scare Me Sham. She does all kinds of amazing work and research, and I'm not sure how she juggles everything, but she does. So
she's literally the best.
Yeah. But again, she covers horror and thriller books. So if you are in the market for one of those, definitely go check it out. She would be your girl for that. And remember, if you find yourself watching an old commercial late at night and something about it just doesn't feel right, I might not just wait until midnight to find out why. So, as always, stay weird and stay haunted. See ya.
See ya.